We now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show. Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
On the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Our phone lines are wide open. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Let me tell you about my friends at superheatandair.com. I have so many good things to tell you about them. One is that it's freezing in here at all times, and that is by design. This did not happen by accident. It is. I've got three units in this house, all designed to keep all quadrants of this home ice cold, including the studio at all times. And that is put in by superheatandair.com, maintained by superheatandair.com. That's right, maintained. So if you haven't had maintenance done to your unit, let's say in a year or in some time, you need to have them come on out and make sure all your belts are greased. I don't know really the technical, but all your belts are greased, all your widgets are working, everything in there is good, and also make sure your Freon levels are where they should be, and everything that's operating so at peak performance, so that you're not putting stress on your unit and not driving up the potential that your unit will break down because it's been overdrive for so long. I have them come on out twice a year. They come out before the summer and before the winter. Make sure the unit's in working order. There is going to be a time where you have to turn the heat on. And the time that I didn't have Superheat and Air come on out, I turned the heat on and the coils burned the dust off it and it smelled like there was a fire. And next thing you know, I've got 8 grown men in my garage in fire gear with axes out looking at me like I'm a huge pussy. And I go, I didn't smell smoke. Go to superheatandair.com and you can book right there online. You can give them a call at 813-328-2453. And remember, they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for emergencies. They will come out and take care of your unit in the rain on Christmas Day, Christmas night, whenever they have to come on out there to make sure it's working for you. Superheatandair.com. Carmen. Oh, okay, good.
What?
There was a guy on hold named Spunkle, and I'm like, I don't know if I should take that.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Okay, sorry. Good. I don't want to talk to a Spunkle. But, okay, Carmen, tell me about Bianca Censori. Why does she never wear clothes?
Oh, Kanye's wife?
Yes.
So,
first of all, smoking hot, N's got big cans on her. And she walks around with them out at all times. Like, everything she wears, why does she always have it in see-through?
So a lot of this, I feel like, has to do with Kanye, because when Kanye was with Kim, he used to dress her, and because he has his fashion, his clothing brand and stuff like that. So he would always pick out Kim's outfit. And I don't know what his whole thing is, but Kim used to wear like barely anything there, like pasties and skirts the same way. So I don't know if this is some type of like control maneuver.
Them's the rules.
She went shopping in Beverly Hills. TMZ has got a gallery up. She is wearing a teabag, and then she's got a thin skin laced see-through dress. But I wouldn't call that a dress. I mean, it barely covers her boobs, and you could see her whole butt and her whole teabag. But she also was by herself.
Right, but he still dresses her to like go out in public. Just like Kim, because there was a thing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And Kim was wearing this outfit, and everyone's like, oh, since she broke up with Kanye, she has no fashion sense. Da 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 this, da 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 that. And she was like, funny enough, he picked out this outfit for me before we got divorced. And that was her big thing, is like he dressed her. And when he was dressing her, everyone would say that she looked incredible. When she started dressing herself, that's when everyone started. You know,
yeah, but his wife now wears just flesh-colored pieces of garment over her nipples and over her privates.
Right, and if you look at Kanye's line, like if you look at the Yeezys, like his shoes,
same color.
He likes that very neutral color. Yes. So,
well, I got to tell you though, I'm not mad at this because she is just fantastic. I mean, she's not Kim, but she's pretty hot.
Yeah,
she's Kim without the money.
Yeah. Every time I see her, it looks like her boobs, and I'm going to say this, and you may not agree, are too big.
I don't think that ever happens. But the only time boobs are too big is when you get fake boobs that look ridiculous, and they look like two giant.
But hers do, because she's too so little.
Right, she's little, and she's got hibbity hops on her.
look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not mad at that at all.
She looks like she's
captive.
Right. She does. Like she definitely does look like she's being held prisoner.
Yeah.
And even her family came out and spoke against this because during Fashion Week in Paris, she was like, this is her covered up. The outfit that you're talking about, Mike, like when she was in Paris, she was wearing a lot less clothes and her whole family was like, this isn't her. She's never been this type
of. Let her be free. Don't try to stop it. Let her be free.
Okay.
Yeah. Carmen, this is the way I'm going to start making you dress.
Yeah, you don't have that control.
I don't have it. I don't have it at all.
It's like he mind washes her.
Yeah, but I mean, what is it about Kanye West that
I don't know, man.
Like, I don't. What are you more surprised at, Kanye or Pete Davidson getting the girls?
Pete Davidson,
yeah.
Kanye at least has money. He like has a brand and stuff, and he has, you know what I mean. Like, how come? I bet Kanye West is way more rich. Is richer.
I bet
than
Pete Davidson cried after he had sex with Kim Kardashian. Like, I can't believe it.
Oh my god.
The best thing of my life.
I'm gonna have to go to therapy.
Do you think that kid woke up one day and was like, what is going on in my life? How 100%. Is this happening?
100%.
No, we know about Ariana Grande, we know about Kim Kardashian, we know about Kate Beckinsale. Imagine the ones we don't know about. Ugh. Like the smoking hot chicks that aren't famous that he also got to bang.
The models and stuff that he comes across.
So Kanye West, anyone want to take a guess what his net worth is?
Oh, it's crazy.
Half a billion?
Yeah, it's like 600 million or something.
I would say 100 million.
770 million.
Geo, you're the closest. I'm going over. Or I think, I don't know what you said. 400 million.
Mm. Oh, because he sold the Yeezys to somebody, didn't he? The Nike or something?
Yeah, but he's got Adidas.
It was Adidas. And then they had that whole thing.
And he's also got like producer credits on tons of hit music. It wasn't even his.
Yeah.
And then Pete Davidson's net worth. Anyone want to guess?
I'm going to say it's 10 million.
8 million.
Yeah. All right.
So, when you have.
And you're still living with my mom.
When you have 400 million, you can get girls to dress naked and walk around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, in relation to me and my wife, I am her Kanye. She is living under my $200 million, and I can't even get her to wear a different shade of lipstick if I want to.
You have $200 million?
No, but I'm like, okay, in like relation to the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's got.
Yeah, but she knew you when you were a loser.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
She's been there for the ride.
She was there. I mean, I've always been a loser, but she was there for poor losers.
I get it.
She was there when I had a half a refrigerator.
Yeah. If she just met you now, it would probably be different.
Right? I could make her dress down a little bit.
Yeah.
Damn it. I need a girlfriend. Just to control, not for sex.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
It's fun.
It's the American dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To control a woman?
To control somebody.
That's not what he said.
That's what I said.
Oh. Carmen, I'm going to make you wear this, and you're going to fight against a man in the Olympics.
Okay.
You
know,
all the things I'm going to do for you.
You want to live here? This is the rules.
This is it.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever been in that way in any relationship. Mm. Ever. Like the putting my foot down kind of thing.
Yeah.
My wife is like, I want to buy a Peloton for the beach condo because when I'm here and we stay here a couple of days, I can't ride. And blah, blah, blah. And I went. Okay. And then that day she found one online and bought it and happened to have the cash on me right there, pay the guy. I'm like, I just am so easy. Then the other day she tells me, Pete called me today. And I go, okay. And she goes, he said that now he can get the Hummer for no money down and $8.99 a month. And, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I don't know what you want me to say. Do I want it? Yes. Do I want to sit here and discuss the finances with you about it? No. Either get it or don't get it. That's just how it goes.
I saw the new Hummer in person. Pete had it. It's awesome.
I drove it.
Oh, yeah?
It's fantastic.
Really awesome.
Yeah. But also, I feel like I don't want to deal with an electric vehicle. And I feel like that's going to start to be a pain in the ass. And I'm very happy with my Stingray vehicle. Like, I don't think I need to go out. It was fun to look at. Like, I'll tell you who I did reach out to. Is the guy who bought my Hummer and burnt his feet.
I keep
trying to lowball him to buy that car it back. Like he said, he keeps getting some lowball offers. I want to be like, listen, if you're going to take a lowball offer, I'll buy it back.
Hot feet, Phil. By the way, also, then if you buy the Hummer, that's a Hummer that you're wrecking. It's one that you own. instead of just one that you can get back.
No, I only wreck Steve's car.
Yeah, the Stinger stuff you can just wreck. Yeah. And nobody worries.
Just walk away.
Yeah.
Throw the keys and have it explode in the background.
Yeah, slow motion. Send me another one, would you, Steve? Thanks.
It's not how it works.
I'll be there on Spanish will be there Tuesday to pick it up.
Wrecked another
one. With pleasure.
It's on the side of 54.
Don't think that it doesn't go like this. I call my nephew Tommy. Go, Tommy, we got a Category 5 paint scratch on the side. Oh. The worst part is that happened when my car was in valet. And my wife was like, you got to go back there. Go back there and tell them why.
Yeah.
You did this. I don't even know that they did it. I don't know if the car did it while it was in the parking lot. Somebody else. They're not going to care. Nah. And I don't really know that it was them. Yeah. So I can't say it. You know what I mean? I don't know. That would have been. I don't need that. I don't need that. I don't need nothing. My wife said the other day, she was like, I'm trying to make plans for your birthday. I go, I'm 53. I'm not 17. You don't need to make plans for my birthday.
Do you think she'll get you the Hummer?
No. Well, that was the whole plan.
Right.
She doesn't know. Pete called me and I said, call her. And
And
then you call her and she brought it back to me. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be the one. I'm not going to be the one.
Would she make a purchase like that without your knowledge for like a present, a gift?
She would.
Yeah.
She's bought me some pretty cool things that that she spent money on without prior authorization. Mm. But she's the CFO, so she can do that. If I want to pull money out, I got to go through. You know, I
have to turn the key at the same time.
Yeah, I got to get everything checked.
My wife did that when she bought the camper that we have, and I almost divorced her.
Oh. She bought the camper without telling you?
Yeah.
What?
Why?
Well, not this one, the one we had before this one.
But do you realize, though, I looked at buying a boat, and boats are so inexpensive as far as a monthly payment. You can go buy an expensive boat with a low monthly payment.
Like you get like a 40-year loan.
Right.
It's like $80
And same thing with the campers.
Yes.
So I can go buy a nice camper and only pay a couple $100 a month and be happy
but
with that.
But it's the upkeep.
But I wouldn't be the one to do it. She wanted to do
but
it.
But also, that's something that you can use. Like my wife tried to trick me and tell me that she bought us both a Valentino purse.
No.
I said, I don't know whether that's going to go. With anything that I have, and what nights do I get to
this
use?
Great for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't work out.
I don't think that I've ever made an expensive purchase without telling her, unless it went on out of my work. Like I bought the bus for Pipple Toddler, but I bought that out of my work company, you know, so it didn't affect any of my family money. When I had the Hummer. I didn't like driving the Hummer back and forth to St. Pete every day, so I bought the Porsche. I had a Mercedes before that, but I couldn't buy those through my family money. I had to buy those and pay for those all out of my business money.
I just want to point out you're complaining about all these Mercedes and Porsche.
I'm not complaining.
That you had to buy out of your own money.
I'm not complaining.
I feel bad for Mike. I feel bad for Mike while I'm out here digging ditches. Jeez, a poor guy had to buy a Porsche out of his own money.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm saying when I wanted a toy, I had to pay for it is what I'm saying.
I did buy the Oculus without telling my wife.
Oh, man.
Was she mad? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know, it was like
$400.
I got in trouble for buying an Oculus.
Yeah.
My third one.
lost the other two.
Yeah.
Juliana was going to a sleepover party where they were all playing with the Oculus and she couldn't find the one we had. So on the way to the sleepover, I bought her another one. And Amanda's like,
oh my God.
She's like, there's two reasons why this is wrong. One, you spend another $400 on whatever it is. And she goes, and two, now wherever she's going, they got to set it up over there. I was like, well, I'm not there. I don't know what's happening.
You're the worst.
Well, you don't want to send your kid into a sleepover, an Oculus sleepover, and be the only one without an Oculus.
Yeah.
So I've been that kid when I was little.
Everyone has an Oculus?
Yes, that was the whole point.
Then why go to the sleepover? Why doesn't everyone just play it with their own Oculus?
Because, Carmen, the last thing you want to do is go to a sleepover in one of the other houses here that's a mansion, and you pull your Porsche up, and you don't have an Oculus.
It's embarrassing.
Looks really bad. Bad look. They're like, I bet he only has 10 refrigerators.
Calvin, I didn't think of it like that. Yeah.
Also, what were those? What were those windshield wipers? Only $85 each. Get out of here.
I did get taken for a walk on that one.
Yeah.
Well, now look at me. I'm just a simple man.
Simple man with a simple truck that you crash every other week.
I'm like Hyman Roth. I'm a retired investor looking to live here in the twilight of my life. That's all I am.
Good luck.
Must be nice.
I haven't bought a toy. Like I haven't bought. When's the last thing I bought that? I'm like, oh, look at this. I got nothing.
I don't know.
You'd be the first one to find out.
There are a lot of Funko Pops. There's a lot of unopened Amazon boxes.
Yeah. Are there really?
Yeah, there's always. I'm like, Joe, what is all this? He's like, I don't know. This is Amazon.
Joe, were you taking my Amazon package?
No. Well, maybe a few, Michael, here or there. You know.
I don't know. Sometimes I order stuff, and it's a good idea when I order it. Then by the time it comes, I'm like, oh, so how about that I ordered the power thing for the electric bike?
Mm-hmm.
I had an electric bike, and I couldn't find the power to charger, so I ordered a new one, plugged it in, and then found it yesterday.
Of course.
Dude, Amazon, you can take it back. You just drop it off at the Fresh Market and stuff.
I ordered socks, my colorful socks that I like. There's a brand that I like, and I ordered red. Ah, see, even you say socks. Yeah.
Red socks.
Listen, so I ordered 4 pair, and they show up, and I go, oh, cool, and I open it up. 2 of them are dirty with holes in them. Like somebody returned them, and then they just sold them to me. And I'm like, all right.
Gross.
Yeah, they were dirty with holes in them, and then the other ones were the wrong colors. I was like, get out of here, Amazon.
Did you take them back?
Yeah. So now I just get to go to Whole Foods and throw them in their face.
Dirty socks.
It says you don't need a bag. You don't need a receipt. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You just throw it at them and go, Galvin.
So, but how do they know? Like,
They scan it.
Yeah. You'll go to your app.
What do you scan? Like, I bought a t-shirt.
So you go to where in your app with a t-shirt, hit return. It'll give you a QR code. Then when you go to the place, they scan the code. You hand them the item.
Yeah. And then it links to your account.
I might start returning stuff.
You can go to Whole Foods or UPS, either one, and it's free, and you just show them the barcode, and they do that. And
I think Kohl's does it as well.
Yeah.
You go there.
Yeah.
It's
what
the best
size shoe are you?
11 and a half.
What are you?
8 and a half.
I know you're 12. Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't laugh, Carmen.
A little elf.
Baby. Yeah, I got a little tiny little tootsie.
I have some... don't give me crap about this. I'm just trying to be nice.
Oh, boy.
I have some flip-flops that I bought. And I don't know if I was not wearing my glasses when I bought them, but I picked the array of different sizes. All Maybe you guys could try them on and see what you like. You can take whatever you don't want.
I wear the Crocs that you gave me.
Oh, good.
Slides or flip-flops?
Slides.
All right.
I will tell you, one of the best birthday presents I got was the Led Zeppelin high tops, the Vans Led Zeppelin high tops.
That was Amanda.
I love those. Yeah. I wear those all the time. They're my lucky shoes.
Joe, will you go get them real quick?
Yeah, where they at?
On top of the dog cages.
Yes.
There's like 2 pairs of slides. One's gray and one's like orange or something.
I mean, you're just teasing the dogs. You know they want to chew
those. There's no dogs.
They can if they want to.
Well, just putting shoes on top of it.
There's never been a thing that the dogs have destroyed in this house that we've been mad at them. Like, if you leave a sock out and it's eating the sock, well, that's our fault.
When Vader was young, when I first got him, he would only eat my wife's most expensive shoes, Chanel shoes.
Like he knew.
Oh, yeah. And
they probably taste wonderful.
I was oh, my God, I had to buy, and they're so expensive. And I was just like, ugh. Stop doing that, please.
But that's her fault. Why would she leave them out?
But she really, he went hunting for them, you know, because we didn't have them in a crate or
They must smell a certain way or something.
Maybe.
Or
expensive. Yeah. They smell expensive.
Yeah, like money?
What the problem is. We were saying about, I was joking about the Valentino purse thing, whatever, but do you know that I bought my wife a very expensive purse out of the blue? Just did it because I love her. This was a long time ago. I still love her. But I wanted to trick her, and I left it in the trunk of the car, and I said, there's some other stuff in the trunk. I go, it's just a bag. Will you go grab it, please? Like, pretending like I was tired and I didn't want it. And she goes, no. And I go, come on, just go out and grab it. And she's like, Why don't you just... I go, just grab it! There's the keys! Go get it! And then she got it. She was like, I'm excited. But I was like, come on.
That's a good way to get her to go do stuff from now on, because every time you want to do something, she'll think there's a purse coming.
She's like, it's really just milk?
Yeah.
Damn it.
But that's a good way to find out that if a situation ever happens, she's not going to listen to you.
No.
You're like, go over there!
I learned that a long time ago. So she does not listen to me.
It's called a wife.
Yeah.
Are you still ever, where you at on your dating?
It's stagnant right now.
Really?
Yeah, I hit a dry spell. This always happens. They come in waves.
I'd like to set you up with.
Let's do it.
Ooh, but I don't feel like you're up to par. I don't feel like you're on level.
That feels really good to hear, first of all. Listen to me.
I'm not saying that, oh my God. Hold on. Hold these thoughts. All right. What are all these things? I don't know what all these things are.
I told you, there's random boxes everywhere, unopened.
All right, well, let's see where we're at. Right there. Let's give them the shoes and see if they fit. Who fits what?
What are those?
I don't know what size.
These are the black ones.
One's UFOs.
Yeah.
I don't know. They might both be UFOs. I don't know. Yeah. I think they're going to be too big for. Oh, there's more in there. I forget that you can return these things, so I just keep ordering stuff. Oh, yeah. We'll give those to Spanish. Those might
These are way too big for me.
Try those.
Well, let me see those size.
Those are size 10?
Those are smaller, those are 10. I think. Yeah.
What do you wear, Spanish? 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but 10 in flip-flops probably isn't that bad.
This is great.
This is ridiculous. Those have them in there, too? Oh, what size are those? Spanish, this might be working for you.
Too big.
These are very comfortable.
What size are those, Joe?
10s are too big.
You got baby feet.
Yeah.
Try those.
What are these?
Old man can't read.
Oh, these are things that I bought on Amazon by accident. Just taking up room and space. Mm-hmm. And I think I bought them too long ago, so I couldn't return them now.
Yeah, I think it's 30 days.
Oh,
yeah.
These fit me.
All right. Yay. Hey, Geo nothing?
Yeah, no. This is
the black ones?
Let me try that one.
Joe, is one that fit you?
The one that I have on that fits me?
Yeah, let me try that.
No.
I'm about to see.
I don't want to. Jerk, Geo.
Those don't fit you.
They do fit me.
No, they don't fit you.
They 100%
fit
me.
What size are that?
Are they too big?
Nah. I think it fit me better.
Wait, Joe, can you go back in there?
Yeah.
What else is on top of those dog cages?
I'll go look.
Because I think there's an orange shirt for Gio, and there's a couple of things. The things I put on there were the things I was supposed to bring to the show.
These are really nice.
Oh, well, good. They fit?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
And what did they do today? Well, they just went through like packages that Mike bought, and he gave them to everybody if they fit them.
So I gave that morning show a third chance.
you know, the one that did all, it was just talking about Tom Cruise movies, and then they were talking about
sound bathing.
Yeah.
At least I'm not begging listeners to send this package.
Yeah,
that's a totally different
thing. That's
true. These are things that I bought and I just forgot about.
It's unfortunate these don't fit you because they are.
Look, one man's trash.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what am I going to do with them? They don't fit me, and they've just been sitting in my office this whole time. And my wife just texted me a couple of minutes ago and said, "Your office is filled with trash." And I said, "I know, I got to throw
because they're gifts."
But listen to me,
nice.
I got a whole. Anybody want any of my mother's ashes? Those are in there as
no,
well.
No,
what? Okay.
Right. Any Jets fans? I got a brand new Jets blanket.
Oh, no,
isn't Tony a Jets fan?
Yeah, but I don't.
Yeah, send it up send there. It up
oh
there.
Jesus! Well, you're already going to be at a.
It's a Whole blanket.
Foods. You could send it through Whole Foods, maybe.
It's a blanket. It's not like I'm sending him a jersey. Like, what's he going to do? Wrap himself in a Jets blanket?
Man.
Yeah.
Why do you have a
Jets? You like your Buck Snuggie that I got you?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Why do you have a Jets blanket?
It was my mother's, but it was brand new.
Oh,
it was still in a package. You know what I mean? So, and all this stuff ended up in my office somehow. And then I call my brother and I go, I have some stuff here of yours when you were a kid. You know, he goes, yeah, throw it all out. I don't want anybody. I go, why? And I can't bring myself to throw it out. So now it's all just sitting in my office. It's ridiculous.
It's like Christmas.
With my mother's leftover ashes.
I know. But sometimes it's, I don't know. I'm that same way. I keep stuff way longer than I need to for nostalgic reasons.
Oh, it's not nostalgic. I just feel like I shouldn't throw it away. Like,
that's
it's
what
bad.
I mean. Yeah.
I'm not like, I got to hold on to your Little League newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
If you don't want them, I'm throwing them out, but I just never got around to it.
I love all that.
I
want to
see what Joe brings back in the next loot.
I told you there's just random boxes everywhere.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it. All right. There's another box. Oh. Now, that shirt is for Gio. That's a Mike Evans autographed shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I told you about that and I forgot to give it
That's
to
true.
That's a Celtic Cruz shirt. I don't think I need that. And what's in that? That goes in the gun room. That's my slingshots.
Yeah.
Oh. You can just toss that. Just put that in the gun room. Right. I got that signed, so you know it's real.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Now that Shaq Barrett's not on the team anymore, I had to find a new player.
Jeez
Louise. Shaq Barrett's trying is down now. All right. I feel like we got a lot accomplished in that break.
Yeah.
Joe, is there anything else in the office? Anything you saw you might want?
No.
There was some cash that he pocketed.
Yeah.
There
was a couple grand.
Finder's fee.
A couple watches.
Finder's fee. I probably got about $2,000 worth of change in there somewhere.
Two Rolexes here or there.
There's a couple floating around. I am missing a watch right now.
What kind?
It's here. I don't know where it is. It's a Panerai. It's expensive. It is. I took it off. This is funny. I took it off and I hid it in my office.
Did a good job.
I did a good job. Now I can't remember where I hid it. It'll turn up.
You got to beware old sticky fingers over there.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if he found that, I'd be very impressed.
Well,
you can go look, Michael.
I bet you find it at Whore Island.
I am not a watch guy. I've never been a watch guy. But, I mean, I appreciate watches. Yeah. They look nice. Whatever. I've never worn them, never went into it. But so, there's some expensive watches.
Yeah.
I always wanted a Rolex since I was a kid, so I bought one. And then Ralphie gave me the Panerai as a gift. And I love that watch. It's beautiful. I like it better than the Rolex. And then I have my Apple Watch, which I wear all the time now. And the other ones I'll wear, like, when I'm... If I'm going out, like I go out to dinner, I see people wear the Apple Watch all the time, but I just upgrade the watch a little bit. I'll just switch to one of the other watches. But my son now, I was like, one day I will give him my Rolex and I will let him wear it to his prom and all that stuff. You don't want that dress.
Really?
Yeah, he wants an AP or a... he sees all these Breitling. He sees all these rappers with these big-ass watches, and he's like, I want that, I want that. I'm like, but I have a Rolex that I was going to bequeath to you one day. And he's like, I don't want that. Yeah, so I don't know, because he's 18 this year. I said to my wife goes, we should buy him a really nice watch for it. And I go, like a Rolex? And she's like, no. And I go, you're not going to give that kid any watch that's going to be on par with what he is seeing. He's not going to like anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Rolexes don't even keep proper time. Yeah, every 2 to 3 years, you have to reset it. Because
2 to 3 years? I have to reset it every time I wear it.
Yeah, it's fast.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Because it has the movement where it's constantly, you know, and it's got to be constantly moving. So you put on a watch winder.
If you take it off the shower, then it will speed up and try to compensate.
Right.
So it's weird.
But if you put it on the watch winder, at night, it'll keep the right momentum going. Yeah. And I have one of those that I've never used, but I have one. But anyway, I just wouldn't even know what to get that kid now for him. He's going to be 18. What do you get your son when he's 18?
Nothing. Oh, man.
Nothing.
Put him out on the porch.
I got to get him something nice.
He already got a bunch of stuff for graduation.
Mm. Not from me. I didn't get him. I think I just gave him some money.
Yeah.
I think I want to buy him something nice for his birthday.
We get him, money.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Graduation just happened.
So all right. Does he need anything for his car?
Upgrade, probably.
You know, do probably, something, whatever.
Something although like I upgraded his car last time. Listen to this. I bought him the Tesla. Then he wrapped it. And tinted it and did all that stuff. And then I bought him the Starlight package roof. Inside, yeah, so he had all those. He had shooting stars in his car and all that stuff. And then sold it to Titus a month later.
Yeah, just took it.
Yeah. Titus walked in and said, I want that car.
Taking that car.
Nice
he
car.
Said,
can I have it?
Whose green Tesla is that? I said, my son. He's like, I want it.
Yeah. And you said, yes, sir.
Yep.
And I did. It was gone a week later.
I did. Then for 2 weeks, I was paying for Titus's charging. I forgot to cancel it off the app. Yeah. So every time I'm kept getting charged, I'm like, how am I getting charged? I don't even have this car anymore.
Listen, he's the king of Tampa Bay.
Yeah. He really is.
Yeah.
He wasn't born here, so they can't put a statue of him up here. No. So take that, Titus. Yeah, I'm trying to lead the hate Titus charge, but nobody wants to follow.
You're a very small group.
I know, but I'm trying to usually look at Mr. Beast, the way everybody's turning on him now. I'm trying to get them to turn on Titus, but there's no legitimate reason to not love Titus.
It's possible, but when I went to the Jake Ball thing, of course Titus is there.
Yeah.
Maybe the Bucks, Titus is there. Anything, the mayor of Tampa, sweet. Titus there.
He's always got a suite to something.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I didn't get in the Titus category.
He is amazing.
You might be closer than you think to the Titus category.
Plus he looks like a delicious chocolate bunny.
Yeah. Oh. He's the ambassador of Tampa Bay.
There you go. Get Joey a nice Louis Vuitton scarf like Titus had. Right?
Yeah.
The worst part about that is I put that on and as a joke and it smelled so good. It even smells good. I told you that I'm trying to set him up with a girl and I sent him a picture and he wrote back, she's beautiful. I said, yeah, don't mess around.
Not the same girl you're trying to set Spanish up with.
No, different girl. Let's talk about this for a second. This girl is... I think she would like you. I do think she would like you.
All right.
But I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't see you two together, but you may. You may.
Mm. All right.
Like, I see you hitting
it off.
I'm
getting a lot of mixed signals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they similar in age?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Listen to me. I don't see you together. I think that she would like you.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that she would like you. And
I met her before? In the scenario, your opinion then does not matter.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Right. What I'm saying is that in my head, I don't see you together, but I do think that she would love your personality. And obviously, she would be attracted to you. But I think maybe you guys would hit it off.
How old is
this
she?
A friend of yours, a friend of your wife's, a friend of your...
Friend of mine.
Friend of ours.
Yeah.
Do we know her?
No. Mm. No.
How do you know
her? I can show you a picture of her.
I would love to see it.
No, I've just been... she's a friend of a friend that I've just known for a little while. That was it.
I have a question for you. You said your dating life has become stagnant. Is that because Dizzy has a girlfriend now?
No, no.
Does Izzy have a girlfriend now?
I don't know. I know he's seeing that girl, but I don't know if they're...
Dizzy needs to slow that down a little bit.
Dizzy has a lot of that girl on the Instagram and stuff. Good for Dizzy.
I thought he said that was just a side piece.
Oh.
Oh, no, no, no.
Did he say that?
I didn't hear
it. You're going to get him cut.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I listen. I don't know.
She posts some good pictures of her butt and stuff, and every once in a while I'm like, ooh, and I like it, and I go, oh, that's Dizzy's girlfriend. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean...
So it is.
Dizzy is the Kanye West of the radio station.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's got her dressing nice.
But yeah, I would love to go. If you want to set us up on a date, I'm down. But yeah, it's like it's the dating apps go in waves. At least for me, there'll be like a week or two that I'll get a bunch of matches, and then like the next 2 weeks, nothing.
You want to see her picture?
I was just about to say, like how? What does this girl do? Can we know what she does?
She's in real estate.
Is that going to give? Oh, real estate, nice. Yeah. Listen. You're in real estate. You know what you're doing.
I like it.
Why are you obsessed with how old she is?
You said about the same age, right?
Carmen doesn't want young girls coming around.
Oh. No, not that, because he says the same age. I don't think he knows how old Spanish is. You know what I mean?
Spanish, come here and look at the picture.
Oh, we don't get to see?
Yeah, you can, but I don't want to put it out on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you could just send it to the group.
All right, I'll send it to the group.
Yeah, well, we established earlier that Spanish is younger than John Senning, older than Carmen. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how old she is.
Yeah, see? So Mike doesn't.
No, I mean, like, I have a gauge.
68.
I think she's younger than you.
Yeah, I'm in.
I want to text her right now and be like, how old are you? Except I don't want her to be like, are you talking about me right now?
Oh, yeah. She's not going to like Spanish.
What? Why? Why?
I think she would.
Yeah, I think she would, Spanish.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to tell you. Listen. You guys have kids? The nicest teeth I've ever seen.
And eyebrows.
Both you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't going to work out.
I'm having a hard time.
How tall is she?
She's his height.
Good question. Carter.
She's little. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But with heels, she's taller.
That's all right. I'll carry her like a baby.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are like the top three things she would like about Spanish?
His personality.
Yes.
His height.
Yes.
Wait. And like, because he's, I think you're probably the same height as her. Right.
Is she scared of average humans?
No.
Kelvin.
She looks like she works out too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
you guys
great
work
shape.
Out together.
Yeah. I would love to. Yeah.
That picture to me screams, I love an ashtray mustache.
He said salt and pepper. Okay. Today it's salt and pepper.
All right.
Thank you.
Salt and pepper is more attractive than ashtray.
I appreciate that. Yeah. He didn't say that today.
Yeah.
Geo. Loves a man who reverse cowgirls.
Yeah. All right. So what? I have my quirks.
I don't think you need to discuss that right away. At least not in the first couple of days.
I won't.
Yeah. I just think that I like her. I think she's fun to hang out with. Mm-hmm. I think that you would.
I would love to go on a date with her.
Okay.
But yeah. So
don't mention the habitual pooping during the show,
dude.
Yeah.
Does she listen to the show?
I'm sure she has. I don't think she's listening right now.
I hope not.
And how do you know her?
Oh my God.
Gio's a liar, by the way, miss, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Don't call her miss.
Ma'am.
Ma'am is even worse.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Mrs.
What are you trying to do here?
They like to be called good girl.
Some of them do.
She doesn't really like Spanish's type.
Nah.
Like, that's not the type of girl he usually is. Like, oh, look at this.
He likes dark
attractive,
hair.
Successful.
Yeah.
She's attractive. She's successful. She's got her, I don't know. Like, she's got a place. Like, she's not like, eight people. I don't know. I've never dated her.
That's like a big thing
I assume so.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be no elephants at your wedding.
Nah, that's too bad. But maybe we could ship
turn
her
around.
Yeah.
Does she fart?
I've never heard her fart. No, no. I believe that's beyond her.
I don't know if you like that. I don't know.
I mean,
she likes wine.
Yeah. I like wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she enjoy a biscotti?
Oh, and a sunset?
No, I don't
hammocks
know.
By the pier?
Come on. She loves
she may good, love that. I don't
she
know.
She looks like she loves a good hammock.
You're getting into areas that are way beyond my scope of knowledge about this woman.
Okay.
I want to call her right now so bad. I can't.
Can you tell us how you know her?
She's just a friend of a friend.
Right.
Oh, it's okay for Gio to ask? But
no, I said that already.
Wow.
Yeah.
I said it, and then you asked me like three more times. Gio. Like, you were looking for in-depth detail.
Yeah, Gio can ask, but
which
I
friend
can't.
Do you know? Who knows who?
See, why do you mock me, but Gio's allowed to say that?
You're like the Spanish Inquisition.
How old is she?
Yeah, you know what, Gio?
How do you know her?
Yeah, it's fine. It's over.
What? Don't let them ruin it. It's not a date for them.
That was short-lived.
Stop with the short jokes.
You got to tell her about Joe and the pantses. Oh.
That's not a problem. That won't be a problem for me to tell her.
Oh, I think that might be a deal breaker.
Yeah, oh, for then, sure. Then it's a deal breaker.
I don't know. I'm guessing. I'm not saying, don't put this on her. Put it on me.
I mean,
she's so independent. I think it would be hard for her to be like, I got to go over to my boyfriend's house where he lives with an old man and their family.
Yeah, I get it, man.
Yeah, I wonder. And listen, I'm not putting you down or anything. I'm just wondering how many girls out there that are in their 30s that if they met a guy in their 30s and they're like, yeah, he seems nice, whatever this, that. And then they found out they're like, he has a roommate. Like, is that a deal breaker, or is that pretty common?
I don't think
I think it's common nowadays.
People used to say that to me, and they're like, when I live with Pete, they were like, you're successful radio guy and you have a roommate. I'm like, I live with my best friend and we have the best time of our lives.
And you're single.
We go home, we drink, we have some tequila.
But it gets weird when the best friend has a family and mom the tree man and I don't think dogs. So. That's when it gets weird.
Do you know how many people lived on my couch when I lived with Pete? Over the years?
Yeah.
Seven. Jan grew up there. Jan moved in when he was like 16 and then grew up there. Kiger lived on my couch for a while. I mean, that was always somewhere. Somebody always lived in our house.
I don't know if this has been asked yet. Does she have kids?
No.
Okay. Because that's very rare.
That's a gem. That is a rare gem.
That's what I'm saying. When you're in your 30s and you don't have children, that's huge.
Has she been married before?
No.
Oh man,
JD Vance.
So what's wrong with
it? Yeah, there's something wrong with it.
JD Vance says your vote doesn't count. No kids.
Oh, how many cats? How many cats? JD Vance. Yeah. How many cats does she have?
The crazy cat lady.
I think she does have a cat.
Cats.
A parasite in their poop could help your Alzheimer's.
I don't.
But their pee can make you go crazy.
Aww. Yes, that's true. The ammonia.
So that's you crazy know, cat stay ladies. Away from the pee. Get the poop.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm texting right now.
Oh yeah.
Boy.
Oh no.
I want to set you up with Spanish.
Do you have a picture of Spanish to send?
I think she's seen Spanish before.
No. Yeah, she's going to be like, is he the tall one with great hair?
No
that's Calvin. Sorry.
He's married.
He's the one who took charm.
Carmen. Yes. Am I charming?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
So who would you say? Because Carmen thinks you're charming?
She's a female. Okay.
Is she?
You guys are on each other's team about everything.
She's as female as an Algerian boxer.
That'd be like if Mike asked if I thought he was charming.
No. Carmen's no yes man.
Yes, she is with you.
No.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Carmen, out of everyone on the show, who is the most charming? And I'm not saying like to say me. Who would you say is the most charming out of everybody on the show?
Thank you.
I would have to say Spanish, but that's because he's single, so he has to be. You know what I mean?
You could have just said stop the Spanish.
Yeah, but I gave the reason. No, it's you because you have to be because you're still in he's in dating mode. Yeah, you guys are married, so like you guys can be charming, but you don't have to be. You don't need to be.
Spanish.
Yep. Gio's the least charming.
You would say I'm effortlessly charming. Yeah.
Did you guys not ask me that question?
Where do I rank on the charm level? Not to you.
What?
Like, I'm not charming to you.
No.
Yeah.
But you can be. I can see where you can be.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, it goes, ooh.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Well, I'm trying to.
You sound like that lady that fell while she was stomping grapes. Spanish, can I take a picture of you? She just said,
can I send you a photo, please?
Why you gotta
search it up?
Good job,
Spanish. Because I'm not an idiot.
Mike is terrible at taking pictures.
Yeah, thank you, Carmen.
Yeah. Mike always does it from sitting down, pointing up, look up your nose.
I'm not a good picture taker.
You are currently Frank Caliendo. You look nice.
What I lack in picture taking, I make up for in charm.
Yes.
I can't wait to see the picture he wants to send.
He got his shirt off and
smile.
His
from 7 years ago when he was in the Punch Out. Hey, listen, Spanish, I used the one from my tuxedo when I was emceeing the Punch Out.
All right.
She said, I asked how old she is, 36.
Oh,
perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
She said, is he cute? And I was like, I'm not going to answer that. I'm just send gay. You a picture.
What do you think? I'm gay?
He's like, great ass.
Did you send it? I do
have a great ass. Thank you.
Did you send me the picture?
Yeah, I sent it.
What picture did you send? Yeah, we gotta see.
I'll send it to the group. Yeah. It's a photo you guys have all seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't look that great in that picture.
All right.
Was it a sad weirdo picture?
Oh. You look really short, too.
That's fine. I am.
Well, I see
you're that. Not, though.
I mean.
She looks like someone. I'm trying. Like, she looks. I can't.
Well, don't put anything out there.
Yeah. I'm and not, but I'm saying, but she has that face where I'm like, I feel like I've seen her before.
She's gorgeous. Yes. I've seen her. I mean, I know
she,
her.
She has a little something to her, right? Like her mother is.
I am unaware of the origin of her
there's
parents.
There's something going on.
Don't send that.
Spanish. No. Yeah, and don't send one with a celebrity.
Right.
Too late. I already sent it.
Oh, no.
It was the one he sent me.
She's going to be like, is the guy with the glasses? No. Oh, then never mind.
If she doesn't know who Steve-O is.
She may not.
Yeah.
She knows.
Oh, she said you were handsome.
She make sure about in
your face. You're in your face.
She's like, you're
in
handsome.
Your
I love the glasses.
In Carmen's face.
Nope.
Yeah.
We don't know if she's talking about you yet.
He's handsome. I love Jackass. By the way, in your face.
In your
I took that picture.
You
for
did.
You.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And you did the
copyright.
Copyright.
It's like, why does he have
portrait mode?
Why does he have arms?
Yeah. Okay. She just asked what picture I showed you of her.
Oh.
Because I think she looks gorgeous.
Can we ask what her background is, ethnic background?
I'll ask her here in a second.
I'm guaranteeing right now that there is something, her mother or father is something else.
Like Asian?
Like Portuguese, maybe.
Spicy.
Polynesian,
something
maybe.
Going on. Yeah, there's something. Yeah. I can see something there.
Like German?
All right, no. I just asked her what nationality are you?
We're not guessing. I thought that's what we're doing.
What nationality are you? She's American, but I'm saying like ethnic.
Not really. I mean, you don't. Nobody really talks about themselves. Whoa.
See, watch what Calvin figures out.
Oh, what happened?
Like, I love the Jackass episode with Steve-O in the portalet. When all the poo dumped on him.
She just sent me an updated picture where she looks even hotter.
Awesome.
But it also appears that she's not wearing a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
She swears it's not topless, but I think it is.
Southern group?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
We need to see that.
Wait, can we go back to when she said it was handsome?
Can you take a different picture, Spanish?
Yeah, she already has that.
She already has that.
Yeah. I know, but.
You look very small in that.
No take backs.
Okay, here comes the updated picture.
Whatever, she thinks I'm handsome.
But Steve-O looks like the dominant one in the picture.
I need to know background.
Yeah, I'm a power bottom.
Wait.
Don't say that to girls.
No. Yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm your best friend.
I know.
Yeah.
Always have been.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Wait,
yeah.
Nah, the other one.
Oh, see, I like the other one.
Okay, but I'm not mad at either one of them.
Yeah, no, but the eyes are popping in this
one. At least she was trying to tell you this is a more updated picture.
And that's why I was trying to send her that picture of me and Steve-O. There's no, I don't like that catfish stuff.
Yeah.
But take a picture right now, then.
Nah.
Well, I got questions now.
All right. She looks much more American in this one.
Don't think I didn't ask her to send me that whole picture topless, and she said she wasn't topless in it. Oh, all right. Spanish.
Yeah. Handsome, I mean, she said. I'm in, dude.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You're mediocre.
I don't know if you want to say relationship. You could give her my phone number or what, but.
Hold on. Can I give him your number?
She's like,
no.
Yeah, right?
My cat's going to love to play with him.
Can you babysit?
Yeah.
Oh, she said totally.
Mm.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Steve-O.
I'm right back. We are BFFs. There you go.
Mm. Hell yeah.
I've done my good deed.
I can't wait for her to meet the pantses.
Don't ruin it. First. I feel like we should call her and tell her this stuff on the air.
Nah. Nothing about ethnic background?
She did not answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Nazi.
Wait,
Nazi German.
Maybe illegal.
Perfect.
Maybe illegal.
No, I'm kidding.
Could she box in the Olympics? We need to know.
She definitely can.
Wait.
For the ladies team.
Okay.
Ladies
if we were to build a wall, which side would she be on?
Yes. These are important questions.
These are not appropriate questions.
Thank you, Carmen.
Spanish.
Yes.
This is great.
This
I feel like this might be getting you out of your slump.
I'm in. I'm 100%.
And single cat lady. Gonna hit it off.
Yes, we're gonna go. I'll send you guys video of us in the hammock together.
There is one downside.
Yes. She has no legs.
Listen, if that's the rest of the package, he should still take her out of the show.
No, I agree.
No, I'll tell you off the air.
No.
It's not bad.
No.
I'll tell you too.
Does it have anything to do with
Yeah.
Yo!
What?
Oh, boy.
Interesting.
You what? Are not the first person I tried to set her up with.
Oh.
That's all.
Oh.
Pete?
Well, why? Oh, I mean, no. I would have said it. Oh. I would have said it.
I'm just jeez. Guessing single
I wasn't playing a guess game with you.
Oh, I don't know.
Too late now. It's out there.
I'm not over there. I don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm, well, mm-hmm. Was somebody denied? Or where?
No, they didn't hit it off.
Does he have a picture with Steve-O?
Wow. That's probably.
I think they did hit it off, but then for one reason or another, it didn't work out.
Did they spend any time together?
No, I don't I don't know about any of that.
Sweating to the oldies?
Well.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Now, right. Is that a deterrent for you, Spanish?
By the way, if okay. Pete did.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah. So.
If Pete did date her and she didn't have any legs, they could be Pete and Shorty.
This show's ridiculous. Let's take a break. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up for the week. It's Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorney.